Broadcasting from an apartment in a little corner of Podland, one brave couple with nothing better to do sift through life's sludge pile of mind-numbing entertainment to bring you the hidden gems that lie beneath. This is the Podcast.
And we are back, and we are high on life. And some of us are higher than others.
Yes, while we went away, he went and got a sense of humor.
Oh, yes. Well, we had to do a little intro because, you know, you've been gone a while. So fire away, you said you wanted to talk about a bunch of stuff.
Well, I won't just talk about what we were talking about earlier. I don't know how you got the size of guys. Oh. So anyway, so Michael's heating up spaghetti for dinner, and I told him if he wants some garlic bread with his spaghetti, since he's going to have that. And he goes, sure. And I said, okay, go get that bread that we just bought earlier. And he goes, what, the long dick? And I said, yes, that's because it's a long French baguette. So he called, you know, long dick. And when we were in the store, he even put it down his leg and went, look. Because I told him if he wanted it, and he goes, I don't think you could. I don't know what you say.
I said.
Because I grabbed it. I said, "Do you want this?" Because I was asking if you wanted the bread.
Yeah, I cannot remember what I said in response to that.
But you put it down your leg, like, you know, basically saying, "This is your dick," and he was like,
"Well, it's what, 24 inches long?"
Yeah, it's like to his knee.
It goes past my knee, and I'm 6'1". So
it's long.
Yeah,
it's. And everyone knows how long a French baguette. Yeah, it's like toddler. I mean,
yeah, it's so, and it's like as thick as a Coke can.
Yeah, it's about that round. Yeah, about that round.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know why.
And so then he started fascinating him about dicks, apparently.
Well, no, I was like, was interested in how the heck do guys who actually, well, maybe not have that long of a dick, but even if it's like, say, 14 inches, you know, how the heck do they, and I'm talking about like flaccid, not erect, obviously. Like, how do guys with that size, like in their everyday life, deal with it? Because that has got to be annoying as hell, especially when you gotta go to the bathroom. I mean, I just imagine that they would have to unbuckle and reach in there, and they gotta like pull that shit out. And I don't know. I just always thought that'd be interesting to hear how he goes through life on a daily basis.
Right.
Because I don't know how they do it.
And that was early. I forgot. And then I told, you know, that they're big, there is too big, and everyone knows it. And I don't know, guys, I guess, don't know that girls know that, you know, there is a such thing as too big of a dick. And that there was an episode of Sex and the City that I remember, I've only watched it maybe a handful of times. And one episode was with Samantha, the old blonde chick that was in that 80s movie, Blind Date. I forget her name. Kate Cattrall. No.
Yes. The grandmother. That's what I always call her, because she's so fucking old.
Anyway, she's the oldest one on there. She's the one that's always, like, I guess she had a lot of sex in the city, on the show, even though it's Sex in the City. She's not the main character. Sarah Jessica Parker's is. But anyways, that old lady, there was an episode where she was with a guy who was really big, and he told her before he unveiled it, like, you know, many women can't take it. And she was like, yeah, I could take it. And like thinking that, you know, he's just talking and he's like being honest, and he's telling her, no, seriously, they can't take it and they leave me. So that's why she wouldn't sleep with her, and she was just like, what, you know, she was like letting him on the first time, you know, and after a couple times was like, what the heck, what's wrong with this guy? And he learned that he can't sleep with anybody because they can't take it. Yeah, so anyway, so then when he finally does, so she like starts, you know, when they finally did it, she was like, oh, she kind of said, oh, that's in like, oh shit, like, what she get herself into, and she has to deal with this big ass fucking cock in her. And so they do it, of course, and after a while she's like trying to keep up with it because she wants to beat the woman that actually could put up with it, and she ends up not, and she ends up telling him she just can't. And she said, and then sometimes there is too big.
Yes, but I was just thinking, if I was a woman, hell no, I wouldn't go anywhere near something that was like as thick as a Coke can.
No way. And I was like, well, I mean, there are people out there that exist that have that, because I personally saw one once. It was like seriously reminding me of that stupid bad kid. I was just like, oh my god.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't tell me about that. When was this?
This was a long time ago. This was like right before, way obviously before I met you. This is when I was
so.
Still married, I think. Or not married, but getting divorced when we first separated.
You met King Dick.
Oh, yeah. It was literally elephantitis. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. I, like, barely touched it, and I was just like, no! That's the grossest thing in the whole wide world. It was, like,
all right,
nasty.
Now I have to know, like...
It was huge. It was huge. It was, like, literally looked like a horse dick.
All right, so how did you meet this guy?
Off the internet.
Of course.
So...
This is how you met me.
Yes.
I'm your King Dick, right?
No,
sort of.
What are you talking about? Not that guy, the retarded guy.
Okay, so, met him on the internet. Did he tell you that beforehand
really.
That he was huge?
No.
See,
no.
That's what I'm wondering. Do guys with giant dicks
or maybe
tell
he
girls?
Could've. I think he does, but you don't believe him. Because he either didn't, or if he did, then I didn't believe him. Because guys always say, yeah, yeah, I'm too big. Yeah, you just wait out. You can't handle me.
But
and all
see,
this other crap.
That's what I want to know. Like, you think. I think if a guy's really huge and, you know, obviously at first, you know, he's probably very proud of that and all, but then once he starts having sex for the first time and then he starts, you know, after a few times and then one after the other, these girls are like, oh my god, I can't handle that. I would think that after much trial and error, a guy of that size would stop telling women, hey, you know, my, you know, I've got a foot long dong. You know, because I would think that would scare women off. So
no,
he
no
probably.
One's ever told me they had
I'm just
a
thinking
foot
that.
Long.
I just think guys would stop.
Who has a foot long dong?
That's why I was wondering if that guy told you. And if he didn't, maybe that's why.
Foot long dong, that's another Chinese dish.
Yeah.
Foot long dong, Prima Semen guy.
Alright, so you met him on the internet and.
It was a very brief encounter. All I remember is how big it was.
Okay.
I don't even remember what the person looked like, okay?
I guess not, but you're looking at Monster Dick.
Yes, it's just, that's all.
That's all you see. The guy has
he
no
was
face.
And he was Hispanic in nature, which is a weird thing to remember.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That's all I remember. Because it was a dark group. It wasn't a white dude. And it was a black dude. So it was a Hispanic dude. A dark Hispanic. Well, then also, is there, you know, the Guinness World Records, is there an entry for world's largest penis?
I wanted
penis?
To look that up, but...
Do they have a picture, or do they just write about it? We should look
pause.
It up right now.
Yeah, let's...
We're gonna look it up. Hold on. We'll come right back.
We're sorry. We are now experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Welcome back to the program.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. Well, we went to Guinness Book of World Records online, and they had nothing, so Googled it, and on nakedworldrecords.com...
There's a thing for largest penis.
And it says, the largest medically verified penis on record is 13.5 inches long and 6.25 inches around, documented in the early 20th century. Okay, and...
Yes, a monster
please
penis
go.
Would be about that big.
Please go to this website because they have a picture of what has got to be Photoshop. This dick is like as long as an elephant's trunk.
It's like 6 foot long dick.
Yes. It's so big he's got it curled down in between his legs and then he's got it
on his
got
shoulder.
It resting on his shoulder. It's gotta be Photoshop. Alright, so there's our answer. I actually thought it'd be bigger than 13 inches. Still, that's long. It's 6 inches around, which is about probably soda can size or more. Michelle can't stop staring at this dick picture.
Whatever.
She's thinking about old
no,
times.
Yuck. Alright, yes, it's Monster Dick. Please, let's move away from the dick.
Largest natural breasts. Look at that real quick.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, and I can believe that's probably real.
Yeah, those are nasty. 44 pound breasts measuring 33 inches in circumference. Yikes. 56 WW bra. That is nasty.
Oh, please don't see no more gross. I don't want to. No. Anyways, they have other naked stuff. You go check it out. No.
Smallest bikini. With the world's smallest breasts. Whoa, look at, she's got that right up for snatch.
Well, what else do you expect of a story?
Jeez. Yeah, it's a pretty good website. So what else did you want to talk about, dear?
What do you want to know?
Nothing. We did this on the fly, so
I know,
I'm not even prepared.
I know, but
we just talked about what we were discussing earlier, so...
Yes, I know, but it's not supposed to be prepared. It was just supposed to be a short little thing, saying whatever.
The only other news is we both got really good jobs.
Yes. Oh, I know what I want to say. Because I want to say... Oh, yeah, because I want to talk about that. But so, because the show is mostly about what we just talked about the monster cock. And that's kind of like... It was, I guess, my tribute to Halloween. Monster cock.
Okay.
No, I don't do anything Halloween. Anyways.
Yes, we did.
It was Halloween-y.
Speaking of... Halloween-y.
Following segment contains spoilers. Management thanks you.
Can I get two beers, please?
You want a beer?
Yeah.
Three beers.
Best friends.
Why are you always bending over backwards for that girl, knowing she ain't giving up no love?
You got a good thing going, man.
Why complicate that with sex?
Hard times.
Look, what happened to the water?
They shut it off.
Help me get this out of my hair. Just use the water out of the toilet.
There's poo in there.
We don't come up with some rent. We're going to get locked out of the apartment.
What? You got an idea?
We could make a porno.
On October 31st.
The ones I liked when I was a kid, it was always a spoof of a popular movie.
I got it!
Star Horrors.
What? Han Solo ain't never had no sex with Princess Leia in the Star Wars.
Some things.
You have a talent?
It's a little something I picked up during bachelor parties.
Her name Bubbles.
Should be left to the pros.
I'm a delivery man, and I have some cream for you.
This is the worst porno I've ever seen.
Zach and Miri make a porno.
I can't believe this. I was delivering cream, and look what's happening.
Rated R.
And now our feature presentation.
Yes, and speaking of Halloween, we didn't do too much. We went to Dave & Buster's. They had the half price off all day thing. So that was cool. We got to play a lot of games. Then after that, we went...
Zach and Mary make a porno.
Yes.
Kevin Smith movie.
And?
That
was a good
it's
time
an
to
okay movie.
Talk about it. Since you said you had a lot of
I don't want to talk about... I don't want to talk about that I just said it was all right.
Yeah.
I was hoping for more.
Yeah,
and
she built it up too much.
No,
I went into it making sure I didn't build it up because
And he still
wasn't
like
sure.
It. Love it. It's one of our least favorite. It's basically Jersey Girl pornified.
Yeah, but I liked it better than Jersey Girl. Clerks 2 is still my favorite.
Yeah, because he didn't go all sissy in it. Like, this one, even though it has the porn and stuff, he went sissy. It's like what he did in Jersey Girl. Played down.
Yeah.
Like what was... There was, like, no... I don't know. It was, like, the movie's rated just because you do see dick, you see tits, you see pussy, them doing it, the sex act, and they say fuck a lot, but they don't...
Well, I mean, the sex is like... Well, I mean, it's all simulated, obviously. They don't show dick going into the vagina.
Right.
But, I mean,
They can.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a porn.
But there really wasn't that much screwing.
Right,
That kind of is what flabbergasted me, because it's, for God's sake, they make a porno, and it's mostly about Zach and Mary, and porno's like just a backstory, which was the main story. But, yeah, definitely wasn't what I expected.
Yeah, I just think he fell short. I mean, like, the whole reunion scene, I understand, she said they were going to stay there an hour, and it just went by so fast, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but once she found out the guy, the whole reason she wanted to go was to land this guy
That's
so
true.
They get money, and once she found out he was gay,
Not so they could get money. She wanted to land him just because she wanted to land him.
Remember,
she wanted him from high school.
Of course, she wanted him for money also because they were hurting for money. I mean, that was another the whole point of them making the porno.
Okay. Anyways, what else? Oh, I wanted to say how, because I kind of wanted to end, talk about the last 5 minutes of the show on a kind of gay note. I wanted to be nice to you and say,
praise the Lord.
What a nice husband I have. And that you have to be very appreciative of your husbands or wives for everything they do. And I was very sad lately because I thought he didn't appreciate me. And like, I don't know, a lot of times I make dinner and I'll serve it and then he'll eat it. And then he'll eat my serving, which I eat less than him, and I'm very particular about my food. Like, I'll add extra seasoning, or, you know, I have to have it a certain way, or I make it extra hot, whereas his, I'll let cool down. Something like that. He'll like cheese on certain things I don't. He likes, you know, barbecue sauce and everything. I hate barbecue sauce. So anyway, so a lot of times, so mine's basically, my serving's different. But sometimes he'll just eat it thinking I served him first, so. But sometimes I'll serve myself first because I don't know when he's eating. One. Two, I don't know how he wants his food. Sometimes he wants to add extra barbecue sauce or whatever the hell he wants. And three, I gotta serve mine the way I have to make it special. I made it first. So a lot sometimes he'll eat mine. Or the other day I made pizza. It was hot. I took it out of the oven. Well, he's putting it away and didn't even say if I wanted some. So he basically just ate the pizza, put it away, which is good. He does put away the food, which is one of our kind of agreements. You know, I make the food, he puts it away.
Right.
But he put it away and didn't even ask if I want to eat any. Why would I cook food and not eat any? I'm hungry too, you know.
Yes. You are particular.
I know. So then anyways, but I was very pissed off. But this morning, he did reduce. So then I was just sad and I was thinking that he always does that. He doesn't think about me. Why the hell do I make this guy dinner and breakfast and lunch and everything? I mean, seriously, dudes. I get up in the morning and he woke my ass up early one day. And instead of freaking yelling at him and stuff, I got up and what did I do? I cooked him a hot breakfast. I made him egg. Like a, basically kind of like a homemade egg muffin. Had a slice of Canadian bacon, cheese, and egg. I made eggs, and I sent, you know, whatever. Made them just like, you know, kind of like the eggs that, you know, you get it at McDonald's, and put it on some toast, some wheat toast. So then, you know, he had the sandwiches, a hot breakfast. Who gets up in the morning and does that for you anymore? Nobody. They always just get cereal. So I do that, and then I'll put his lunch aside sometimes, especially if it's leftovers from dinner the night before or whatever. Make sure he has drinks to take and snacks so that he can take to work. And then on top of all that, you know, we both work. So then I go to work and I work just as long as him, and I even have a longer day because I have to drive longer than him. I still have 20 more minutes of driving after he gets off and gets to go sit and wait for work. And then I go start my day, and I have to work all day long, and I work 9.5 hours with half an hour of lunch. And then I get off and I have to drive about half an hour to get to him again to pick him up from work. And then I have to drive another half an hour to 40 minutes to get home. So we get home in about an hour and 10 minutes commute. Basically, that's what I've been doing since I leave the office about 5:15, and then not till like 6:15 am I out of the car. So all I do is drive for that hour. So from 5:30 in the morning until that time, you know, I basically, you know, that's what I'm doing with my day. And then I get home and then I freaking cook dinner, okay? I cook dinner and then this guy over here doesn't freaking make pizza, right? That was the day I made pizza. I had work that day.
Well, you said you had to make it because the dough was not so bad.
Yes, but it doesn't matter though. I still made it.
But I didn't tell you. See, that's the thing. I don't tell you to cook.
It doesn't matter if you tell me.
But you're making it sound like I'm ordering you
to do it. No, I'm saying that you... No,
I just want to clarify that.
No, I do because I love you and I like to cook. And he doesn't ever say, woman, get in the kitchen and cook. Or he never says, hey.
Right.
Once in a while, he might say, if I'm going to cook and I say, yeah, if I don't know what, then he might make suggestions. But he'll ask, if you particularly feel something, once in a while, he'll say, hey, can you make this? Or is there anything, basically, if I had the ingredients to make it, then I would.
And a lot of times you give me choices.
Yeah,
like, hey, you can choose one of, say, two or three things, and then you'll name, well, I can make this, or I can make this, or I can make this. And I'll say, okay, let's go with B, or whatever.
Right. Then I make
it. And for breakfast, I usually just eat cereal, because that's about all my stomach can stand.
Right. I don't even like breakfast, but still, the breakfast thing is all about you. I don't even like breakfast. Once in a blue moon, I like to eat it.
Yeah, once in a while, I do like a hot breakfast, but most of the time, I just prefer cereal. She is a great cook. That's very good. Always
well,
make sure
you remember
know.
That, though.
Why?
Not for the next time, because I know when it's good. Because I don't know. You just have to tell me, okay, I like that a lot. Make it next time or make it again. I don't know. Or stuff that I always make.
Try.
I don't know.
I try to let you know that you did a good job. Yeah. So.
See, I think this is good. This is a half an hour episode.
Sure. But you also forgot to mention, though. Talking about work, I do have to wait for you for almost 2 hours. Nothing to do but listen to my iPod.
Not 2 hours in a row.
I said almost 2 hours. It's about an hour and a half because.
Oh, you mean after work?
Yeah, because I get off at 4:30, and she doesn't get off until 5. And by the time she
gets
out of
the office,
because of all the traffic and all, it's usually around 5.
Oh yeah.
5:45 when she gets there. So
yeah.
I've been just sitting there, you know.
Well, now you're going to be able to take my... See, look at how nice of a wife I am, I said. Oh, yes, that's another thing. See, I want to spend time with him. And so I told him he can take my laptop so that he has something to do. Because when he gets home, he jumps on the computer because, you know, he has things to do, you know. So now he can use my computer and do things.
But the main reason I was doing that, this was just all bad timing because I've been doing... Halloween episodes on the Midnight Horror Show, fill in the blanks thing that I do, and those were taking up a numerous amount of time because I wanted to make it sound really good because Halloween's my favorite time of year, and it required a lot of work.
And when I heard
but
sounded
now
very
that
good.
That's over, yeah, I have no real need to rush and get a computer now.
Okay, but still, so, I'd rather have him,
but
anyways,
yeah, that is a good idea.
Spend the time on the computer while he's waiting for me so that when
right.
I get home, he can spend
yeah.
time with me.
Plus,
because if I'm going to start, you know, when I get home and I have to cook and all that stuff, or even if it's not cooking, it's simply heating up something, deciding what to, you know, get. And I always try to make sure, you know, we have well-rounded meals with vegetables and starch and, you know, everything. I do make sure, and I always try to make sure we don't, you know, eat fattening foods, and you know, I do, you know, think about that.
Yeah.
And what was the point?
I don't know, but shop Big Lots.
What? Shop Big Lots?
Yeah, we've talked about Big Lots on here before.
Yeah, but why do you say shop Big Lots?
Because we've been buying a lot of stuff at Big Lots.
We have?
Yeah, I bought a shitload of $3 movies, making everybody jealous on the Midnight Horror Show message board.
What?
Yes. Well, there's one guy who's, he's American, but he's a soldier. He's over in Germany. It has been for the last several years.
The one dude that used to call in
for Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty.
ODB.
Right, ODB.
Old Dusty Bastard. So anyway,
the ODB used to listen to this too, no?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Oh, so maybe he'll listen to this one.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, they
that's
said
right.
my
hey,
name.
Dusty.
What? Yeah, and he probably didn't know that I knew about him, though, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Because
yeah.
I was the only drunk guest, so.
I've been, over this past month, I was posting, you know, all this stuff I was getting at Big Lots. And he's like, damn, you know, because they don't have that over there, obviously.
Right.
He's like, dang it, somebody please give me some stuff from Big Lots and I will be sure to pay you back with shipping and all that. You know, because apparently they just can't get good stuff over there.
Yeah, but he can't play the DVDs because they'd be out of his region. Unless he has
a
region
that's a good,
one player.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But then we'd have to buy him a DVD player and ship it. But I'm sure he already has one.
He has the DVD.
Okay, then he probably has one from over here, yeah. And then it should play it.
That might be.
Yeah, okay. Well, what did he want? Maybe he wants the ones that you replaced, and you can give him the original
video. Yeah, because around that, when I was mentioning, hey, I got Hellboy and Panic Room, both of which are 3-disc sets.
Come back.
For $3 each.
The Hunting. Half Nelson.
What are you doing?
Claudelia. Falcon and the Snowman.
Yes, that's all DVDs were getting rid of on a swap tree.
So, any of those titles entice you, you can barter with us.
Yeah, we've been getting some really good deals.
Oh, the comeback. Yeah. But yeah, $3.
$3
movies, yes. Oh, we saw the Kevin Smith number 2 Evening Harder.
Oh, yeah.
For $3, dude. Oh, my God. If and you like Kevin Smith, go to Big Lots and buy it for $3.
That's a 2-disc.
We saw it at in the San Bernardino area and in the West Covina area. Covina, off of Arrow Highway. If you leave, for some reason, you know where that is in California.
Let's not get too specific about, you know, about where we are.
No, but that's two very far areas. One in San Bernardino and one over here.
Yes, by the way, we do not live.
We don't live in either of those cities.
Yeah, we don't live in either city.
Not even close. So, I mean, they just, those two cities are like, oh my God, like,
Well, San Bernardino
2 hours away from each other?
The largest city in, county.
Largest county.
Whatever, shit.
That's a big difference, sweetheart.
The largest county.
San Bernardino is the largest county by area.
In the U.S.
And fourth in California by population.
Right. 2.4 million people.
Because obviously LA is number 1, and number 2, I believe, is San Francisco. 3 is San Diego. 4 is San Bernardino. But I'm sorry, somewhere within it's
So do you want to tell the
people cities, but
a little bit about your job? Not you don't have to get any specific.
No, they don't need to know.
You're enjoying it though.
I guess I'm scared. I'm gonna fuck it up.
Why? Tell just your position is.
Because I want to be a supervisor.
You are kind of a supervisor.
Right. Well, not right now, because my supervisor's the supervisor. But I'm basically...
But you're like administration type.
Yeah, yeah. I'm understudying her. I'm an analyst. And typically, analysts don't supervise a whole bunch of people, but I'm kind of underfilling a position. In other words, it's like... It's more senior of a position, but they chose to fill it with someone who has less credentials or less experience so that that person can get experience and then promote to that position. So that's what that is. So that's a really good opportunity and learning experience for me and exactly what I want to do. And the pay I wanted was perfect. I mean, it was a freaking promotion from my last one. What else? You're clicking away. You're not even listening to me.
I'm going to be editing, so I will be listening to you later.
Oh.
That's why I can multitask, because I'm going to be listening to you. Yes.
I love you. You're my baby.
She forgets that I have to listen to this conversation twice.
I love this man.
She doesn't think about stuff like that, but whatever.
Oh, so anyways, did I finish about why I loved you and why you're so sweet about... Because we kind of sidetracked because I was complaining about how I cook all the time and how my job and all this stuff, and I got sidetracked to my job. But anyways, rewind back to the other night that he made. This morning I go down, take a little toke, come back up, and he's like, I made you a cinnamon roll here, and you have to eat it. I made it just for you. You have to eat it. And then at that moment, I said, just not this second. And then but I was happy because I knew that, okay, finally you made something for me. And then two, that you probably don't offer me sometimes because I am particular about what I eat, and sometimes I just not hungry. And I do that a lot, but at the same time, because I cooked it, you should always ask me if I want some.
And that's why I did it this time, because yesterday you made this whole scene about I made some yesterday, and then you're like, hey, whatever. Did you make me one, or is one of those mine? I was like, well, I didn't think you would want one because you're with your stomach, you can't eat certain things. So I was like, I can't even. So it's hard to remember what you can eat and what you
cannot. But you should just always ask me.
All right, well, this time I did. And of course, she turned it down.
And because I wasn't hungry at that very second, but I did eat it. And I told him, hold on, I'll eat it in a minute or two. But thank you, because I did more. We'd want one, and I would have gotten mad if I would have saw him eating one and not, and wouldn't have made me one. because just because I don't want to eat it that second doesn't mean I'm not going to eat it.
Well, you know how my brain is. I mean, sometimes I just don't think of... I'm not trying to be mean. It's just that sometimes I don't think of certain things. It's just how it goes. You can't help it.
Okay, well, anyways, I was just trying to express my frustration and my feeling of lack of appreciation. And now I'm just trying to say that I did acknowledge that you did do that, and I did appreciate it, and I do love you.
Thank you. I acknowledge that you acknowledged. And I love you too.
Don't beat Carson and Janet. Goodbye.
Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect timing.
That's telemarketers we have to ignore. Bye.
Yes. All right. We will see you all again. Well, you know.
I'll see you, Dorcas.
Yes. But...
Alright.
Later.
The podcast would like to thank the following for providing us with material that helped make our show much more enjoyable. The band 27 Miles for our intro music with their song Where I Belong, which can be found at www.indiepodcasting.com. You can also visit the band's official website at www.27milesmusic.com or their MySpace page at www.myspace.com/27miles. And soundsnap.com for the high-quality sound effects that you heard throughout the show. Check out our MySpace page for the latest news and updates about the show and to contact us at www.myspace.com/blankpodcast. If you have questions, comments, or just want to call us names, then contact us at blankpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, folks. Or leave us a voice message at www.snapvine.com/blankpodcast. You don't have to register to leave a voice message either. Just go to our homepage at Snapvine, click on the Leave a Voice Comment button under our profile photo, and follow the instructions that follow. And that's it. You can also leave us a message when you're mobile by dialing the following Skype number, 1-206-777-0951. Charges do apply, of course. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Until then, have a good one.